The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
That's a drug kind of day.
All right, here's your story. A California man was arrested after he stole a wallet and then swung a metal object at a woman while high on drugs. 42-year-old Brock Bright stole the wallet at about 8:40 a.m. on a Sunday. Now, he initially fled the scene, but he was spotted about 20 minutes later. He was nude and holding a metal object. Now, after swinging that metal object at the woman, he put his clothes back on and tried to flee again, only to be found by deputies 5 minutes later. He tried to flee for a third time, including by attempting to forcibly enter the front yard of an occupied residence. And when that proved unsuccessful, he refused to cooperate with deputies before they soon, quote-unquote, gained compliance. They're not saying what they did
shot him
to
in the leg.
Gain compliance, but, like, again, they gained compliance. Yes, now he's facing a charge of assault with a deadly weapon, and he's being held in lieu of $40,000 bail. The question is, what drug was this high on? Was this guy high on? Was it methamphetamine? Was it PCP? Was it mushrooms? Or was it crack? So meth, PCP, mushrooms, or crack?
Where'd you say it was again? Sorry, I
missed California.
This says California. I do not know where.
Dave, I'm going to go mushrooms.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Ted?
Generally, the amount of nudity leads me to believe PCP. And if it's not in the D.C. area, I feel like California might be the other PCP spot. So I'm going PCP.
Okay. Yeah, you know me.
I was going to do PCP too, but was meth one of them choices?
It is.
That's what I'll go with then.
Okay.
All right.
What was this guy on? Meth, PCP, mushrooms, or crack? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room. Category is drugs on Profile This. We go to California where a man stole a guy's wallet and took off. Started to run, eventually got naked once, put his clothes back on, took off again.
Yeah.
Either way, he was on drugs. He did escape three times before being subdued. Question is, was he on meth, PCP, mushrooms, or crack?
And first of all, Miles, he was not subdued. He was, they gained compliance.
He was complied.
Yes.
He got tased.
He was that's my guess, is that he got tased. But either way,
yeah,
Dave, that is the question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the mushrooms.
I did.
Not a terrible guess. People tend to freak out on those.
It's a bad trip, man.
Dave, you want the old methamphetamine? No, I'm afraid it was not methamphetamine. Ted, you said, look, dude, he got naked.
Twice.
PCP. Twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the nakedness, it's not 100%, but it is always a strong indication that PCP is involved.
Mm-hmm. Correct. There's something about it. They're just like boiling inside. Yeah. They got to get naked.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Steven.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
It is right there. The title always guys have teams and talents. The writers hoping to come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In honor of National Auntie Day, Auntie Ann's is giving away free pretzels for a year to three fans. So like four? Where are you going, honey? Just back to the airport to get my free pretzel.
Myers.
Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
In honor of National Auntie Day, Auntie Anne's is giving away a so-called golden brown card to three fans, which entitles them to a year's worth of pretzels. So, like, four? Where are you going, honey? Oh, yeah, back to the airport. Get my free pretzel.
Good soft pretzel's hard to beat, man.
You are 100% correct about that. But he also makes the point, I feel like, you're somewhere that you don't often go when you get one.
They're mostly in airports and malls.
And at the baseball stadium.
You know. Yeah, but right, like food court. It's got to be some type of a food court situation.
Yeah.
It's a wild story. People in Chicago have started meeting up to scream at Lake Michigan to relieve stress from the week. Honestly, I like the old way. We just got drunk and yelled at the other guy at the bar.
Beat Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike and I were mulling this one over. I had other thoughts, but then we decided they were too dark.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say you just got home and yelled at your family.
That's not dark. People do that. You know when someone's had a bad day, like, did the kids deserve that?
Yell at the lowest guy on the totem pole.
Oh, yeah. Where's Eddie?
Hershey is releasing Reese's Oreo cup and an Oreo Reese's cookie. Ozempic's like, we tried.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
Yeah, it's foul.
Hershey is releasing a Reese's Oreo cup and an Oreo Reese's cookie.
Ooh.
Ozempic is like, well, we tried.
They look good. The travel website Skytrax recently released its rankings of the world's cleanest airlines, and no U.S. carriers were included in the top 20. Well, how come? Asked a passenger flying with her emotional support horse.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
The travel website Skytrax recently released its ranking of the world's cleanest airlines, and no U.S. carriers were included in the top 20. Oh, how come? Asked a passenger flying with her emotional support horse.
Yeah, it's in that piece of audio.
Oh, no, okay.
I tried like three times. I couldn't figure out a way to get that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I started a new show last night. I started watching it. It's a comedy called Mo.
All right.
It's basically about like a guy that lives in Houston, and it's a comedy, right? Mm-hmm. But he's from not Pakistan, Palestine.
All right.
Like his family is, right? So, like, basically the story is, like, the dad sent him over when he's a kid, but he doesn't have residency. So part of it is, like, he starts out, he's got a job, then they're like, we got to let you go. ICE is coming, this and that. But it's just pretty funny watching him navigate. That's the whole kind of joke, is him navigating, like, his mom. And the jokes, he carries olive oil with him everywhere.
All right.
And they're like, this olive oil is so good. And then he gets really upset about hummus. Like, he's in a supermarket. Somebody's like, do you want to try chocolate hummus? And he's like, this is a crime. And then it's also funny because everybody thinks he's in Houston. So everybody thinks he's Mexican. And he right. does speak Spanish. But he's like, I'm not Mexican. And he's like, just trust me. It sounds kind of crazy. But it's actually pretty damn funny.
All right.
And it kind of makes light of some of the serious stuff. But yeah, just watching somebody try to navigate the world in between a religious family who's obviously Muslim.
Right.
Dating a Mexican woman who I assume has got to be super Catholic.
I would think Catholic.
Yeah, his brother's always blackmailing him because he's like, I'm going to tell mom you have that tattoo.
Oh,
right? Jesus. Right? He gets grazed by a bullet. He's like, I got shot. They're like, you got grazed.
Right.
So just stuff like that, but pretty good. Pretty good for a laugh. After all the murder mysteries, I was like, I'm not locking in to a murder mystery. All right, so what do you guys know about Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon?
Friends, neighbors, lovers.
No. Right, but Matt Damon.
They've been tight forever.
Right, but it's always a joke, right?
Yeah, that they hate each other.
That they hate each other and this and that. Well, they're saying Matt Damon kind of stuck it to Jimmy Kimmel last night because he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he won the $1 million grand prize that'll go to Matt Damon's charity, water.org.
All right.
Now, the thing is, you could call a friend.
Okay.
Well, he called Ken Jennings.
Right.
Who did, Damon?
Yeah. Yes.
That's the smartest thing you could do.
Yeah.
Correct. That's the thing. That's what everybody's like. It's a little bit easier to win when your partner's a professional at trivia. The $1 million question, though, was pretty crazy. Not shocking. Jennings knew what it was. Which of these words is often used to describe one of the most beautiful auditory effects on Earth? It's a sound auditory. Made by leaves when the wind blows through them.
They're looking for the name of that term?
Correct.
Is that not Russell?
No.
Yeah, man, like, I got nothing.
Saussurus?
Of course
I've never even heard of
it. Of course he knew that.
Right, they gave him options, right? Opera-cy,
Pichor, Cicerus, and Edam. I can't even pronounce these words.
Right. Words we've never heard.
Yeah.
So well, of course, I know the petrichor, that's the smell that you smell right after it rained when you go outside.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I know that one, but also it was multiple choice. I happen to have, and it's only because I've done Big Dummy.
Yeah.
Like, no one says that.
Right. Kimmel, of course, said it was, quote, the least dramatic million-dollar moment in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire history. Which,
yeah,
he's got a point, too, right? I mean, I don't, it's everything's on the line. You know, you're going to lose everything or gain everything in life if you're going to, if you could throw this, you know, ball through a tire.
Hey, Tom.
Exactly. I was just going to say, Tom Brady.
What's like, doing,
who you got? I'm going to call it Tom Brady.
But like, see, that's why it pays that he's your friend.
And he knows him too, yeah.
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 Tom Brady out there, by the way, just doing goat stuff.
What is he doing?
Word on the street is he might be hooked up with Salma Hayek.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Nice.
All right. That's goat stuff.
Damn. I knew he was going out with Sofia Vergara for a little bit. For like a couple dates.
Jesus, I hope I'm not screwing that up.
Oh, no, Chad.
Oh, don't screw up your Hispanic actresses that are super hot. Jesus. Anyhow, it was just all those football titles and everything else. It was the talk of the concert last week. There was a group of us like, yeah, forget the titles and this and that. You see what Tom's doing?
You got any word there, Mike?
Hang on.
And don't forget, he was married to Giselle for years.
Right.
But he has a kid with a separate supermodel.
What's Bridget, the, Bridget Morian?
Some of them. Monahan? Somebody Monahan. Monahan, yeah.
I think it's just Sofia Vergara.
Oh.
I don't see anything on him with Salma.
Salma Hayek, yeah. All right. Sofia Vergara.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
In the end, like, whatever. Whichever one. I'm like, I don't even care. Her? Just say her. I'm dating her.
I'm with you. Let's see. Obviously, a lot of celebrities, yeah, sadly.
Salma Hayek's married.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Billionaire.
Why? I apologize to her husband.
Francois.
Yeah.
Francois.
I mean, Sofia Vergara. Like, who cares? I have a thrill. Either one.
Climb back into the bed.
Yeah.
I know she does that for all of her roles, but like, she's like the Colombian nanny to me.
Yeah.
I mean, do it up, you know, definitely. But
and that's
like when she was
insurance.
On Modern Family, you know what I mean? Just,
right.
She was a very funny character, but what made her funny to me was that she was always just loud.
Take your clothes off.
Right. All the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's TV for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes the wife is just so much hotter.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you could make the argument even with Family Guy, right? Like, Lois is just a smoke show compared to Peter.
Now, why is that? King of Queens? I mean, you name it. The one where I think they got it right was Roseanne.
Because everybody loves a story where a guy outkicks his coverage.
I mean, if you want to see it in realistic form, go to a... like a state that doesn't have a ton of people, or go to SEC football games.
Right.
Like, I'm
telling you're not wrong.
Like in Montana, I was like, you got to be kidding me. but like I said.
That's your wife?
Yeah. But every time you go to you go to those places, like everybody gets married at like 19, 20, 21. So like there's no singles. But yeah. Yeah, SEC football is the other one. It's like it's kind of an ongoing joke where it's like the guy just has this dime and, you know, it's just a dude what you think. He's in Dockers. Hey, yep. Dudes.
And Jackie's in a shirt.
So celebrities get older. They die. You know, we're at that age, I think, us. We're like, some of you are like, I can't believe that happened. Well, William Shatner, he's not going out like that.
No, sir.
You know.
He's beaming his ass out.
This is according to RadarOnline.com. They say he's terrified of death, so he's basically looking for ways to cheat it.
I'm terrified of death.
I mean, what are you going to do, man?
Well, they say he's looking in for everything from being frozen to having his head pickled in a jar in the likely event that it can be resurrected. He's become obsessed with ways to live forever.
So he wants to go full Futurama, just have his head in a jar.
Like, dude, dial it down,
Isn't Ted Williams, isn't his
head? Disney, Ted Williams, there's like a handful of people.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, William Shatner, right? So all these people have gone into space, if you have the money, if you get invited, and they all come back. They're all so amazed. And I get it, right? But William Shatner, do you remember his response when he came back from space?
It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, no.
He got like on a knee. And
he was like, all you see is this black void of death surrounding. Like, Jesus Christ, man. Seriously, like everyone else that went up there just, you know, it's amazing. Obviously, you're in a void of space. You're looking out into the universe in a way that you can't. You look down at planet Earth in a way that you never have. You know, all these feelings that it conjures up. Shatner came back, man, and it's like, all I could think about was impending death.
The fact that he couldn't give us a captain's log up
like,
there, man.
Wow, man. I think he had a captain's log on the way up.
That whole thing was kind of crazy, right? And you had Katy Perry coming back singing songs, and, or singing songs up there. Just that like, what? Just
you know what? Katy Perry almost ruined me on space. You know, I'm a space nerd, right? And I don't know what it is. There's something about her coming back. It's like, Katy, shut up.
She just sucks.
I have thought about space since childhood, but when you start talking about it, I don't want to hear it. And I don't know what it is about her, right? I don't know her personally. She's never said anything inflammatory as far as I know. But it's
the only thing
like,
I know about her is you need to clean up in the kitchen when she's done cooking.
But it's like, you're annoying. Shut up.
Well, I think, too, when I think of people going to space, you think about
space!
And you think about astronauts, right? They've done all this training.
Sure.
And I know those people did some training, too. But it's like, yeah. Like, great for them. If Bezos came to me and said, hey, do you want to go to space? I'm like, sure. Let's do it.
You know what? Let me check my schedule.
Yeah. I got to see if Castle let me off. I think they give you a day to go to space.
Sure.
It's kids for kids today.
Yes.
He would make you broadcast live from space. Because we could set some equipment up inside of the shuttle.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, that to me, like, those people going up, it's not the same as being like, me, like, if I met somebody and they're like, no, Ted, I'm actually an astronaut, I'd be like, oh, I got questions.
Well, part of it, too, they're up there for, like, I was up there for 5 months, like, doing stuff. You know, when they go to, they do it the way we probably should do it. Like, I get about 10 minutes and let's go ahead and come back down.
Float around for a minute.
Yeah.
Drop back down to Earth.
Right. Like, I don't think I'm going to go to the Air and Space Museum in National, D.C., and there's going to be a picture of Katy Perry.
Oh, God, I would lose my mind. I would absolutely lose my mind.
She made space for us all.
She did. Let's see. South Park, by the way, last week broke a record with a 26-year-old viewership record.
They are making waves right now.
It is unbelievable.
Did you see it?
Did you watch it?
No.
It's
awesome.
I don't know, it is awesome. Well, the other thing, too, is that...
No, Comedy Central.
Right, they just signed a deal with Paramount for all their old episodes for like 1.6 billion or something.
Yeah, 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Right, excuse me. I know.
And then they're going to do 10 new original episodes, I believe, for Paramount Plus. But I think that's the deal. Yeah.
The best story I've heard, I can't remember which one of them, but I have a friend that's a bartender at a nice place in town. He said one of them came in and was so, this is years ago.
Yeah.
Was so stoned. And he was like, do you want anything? And he was like, a glass of red wine and a menu. And he was like, cool. Goes back over 10 minutes later, like, can I get you anything? And he said, one of them just looked at him and said, glass of red wine and a menu. And he's like, they're in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Miles, I'm sure you've heard that story, too. I was just like, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What are you going to do tonight? Hey, it's preseason. I don't care. Right? I like the taste of beer. Give me an N.A. There's football on. Hall of Fame game. You got the Lions and the Chargers. And the way it's going so far, Chargers going to win the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. California cops are called to help get a sea lion out of the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a woman takes a business's name after her car had been towed. 20 injured after a wild brawl at Chuck E. Cheese. In Montana, an ex tries to ruin a wedding for Louise. And cruise ship passengers are left to swim for their lives in Hawaii. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Hawaii, where warnings are taken seriously. You may have heard about the 8-point earthquake that hit off the coast of Russia here recently, causing a tsunami warning to go out for most of the West Coast. That includes the state of Hawaii, a location inundated with tourists, including cruise ships. A local publication recently interviewed a passenger on just such a cruise as to his experience with the flood warning, saying he was on an excursion with his father when he heard about the warning and concerned about what the ship would be doing. He got in touch with his wife, who was still on the boat along with their kids at the time, asking for an update on when the ship would be leaving, to which they were told the regular departure time of 4 p.m. Have no worries. Be on the boat by 4 p.m. We're gonna set sail at that point. They boarded a bus that would get them back to the dock at 3:55, 5 minutes to spare.
All right.
And soon got an alert from the boat saying, yeah, the ship's departing. Get here now.
Mm.
They arrived just in time to see it leave, as did the other 600 passengers that were left behind to fend for
themselves. Did it come back to get them?
So luckily, they're in a place known for hospitality. They were treated well by the locals. I believe they did stay overnight. They all ended up in the local stadium to seek shelter should things get worse. Everybody was able to get back on the ship in short order after the warning was canceled. So, yes, the ship did eventually go back and pick everybody up.
Jesus. Eventually. Yeah, 600 people.
That was just my headline of the day of, like, the ship gets a, you know, tsunami warning. Everybody get out. They're like, all right, good luck, everybody.
Good luck out there. Well, at least when it's 600 people, it's not personal.
You're right.
You know, you're not like, oh, man. It's like there are 600 of you going, damn.
I'm also sitting there, you know, I get it. It's an over-precaution. You know, it's a tsunami warning because it could become a tsunami. Being that far out, it's probably not. The tides are going to get a little bit higher, but we do need to take it seriously. If I'm on the boat and my family's off the boat, I'm freaking out.
Oh, yeah. God. It's one of the biggest earthquakes recorded.
Right.
So you have to take that in consideration.
Biggest, I believe.
Yeah. Right. So with that in mind, I mean,
we don't know.
You have to do the smart thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Which, and that is the smart thing for the boat as well. Yeah. Pull away from the dock. The safest place is going to be out in the middle of the dock on ocean.
Alerts for Bremerton, for Bellingham.
Absolutely.
That means that thing's coming down the Strait of Juan de Fuca and just coming through the entire sound.
Yeah.
So that's serious enough to where, yes, you're in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. On it. In other news, a woman in Ohio was the current poster child for Hell Hath No Fury. Long story, she had gone to her local Kia dealership to buy herself a car and was able to drive off the lot after getting a preliminary approval from her financial institution. But an issue came about when her financial service, who claimed there was not enough information available to finalize the loan, and they retracted her approval. This led to the dealership to repossess the woman's new car while she was at work. Not happy with this fairy tale ending, she started to do some digging and figured out that the dealership had not renewed the license to their name, so she bought it and put it under hers, giving her cause to issue a cease and desist to the dealership, saying that they couldn't be using the name anymore. This has launched an all-out courts nightmare for the dealership, who is now scrambling to get their name back and resolve the issue. As of this writing, the trial has been moved to a common pleas court for further proceedings.
It's very simple. You can pay her for the rights to the name.
Exactly.
She owns it. Because I went to court, and the court said, look, man, you were talking about arbitration. They said that was specifically about her buying the car. It has nothing to do. You did not reapply. You have to reapply for these things.
Right.
You didn't do it. And the reason you need to do it is because when you don't do it, like if Disney didn't do it, you Disney's name.
And guess what?
They're on top of that kind of thing. But I mean, in theory, if Disney, oh man, we didn't re-up our copyright, I could buy it.
Womp womp.
Sorry to interrupt. We're $30 away from $23,000.
$30 away.
For kids. Somebody's got 30 bucks. We hit a pretty good number there before the end of the show.
Go to KISW.com. Follow the Kicks for Kids link. The link that's inside that article as well, that'll take it there. We need 30 bucks to get up and over $23,000. $3,000 over our goal. Thank you to everybody who's donated so far. But you know what? I'm going to keep that rolling.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to a small town of Bozeman, Montana, or rather north of Bozeman, Montana, where a community is everything. I love this story. As always, the story gets bad before it gets good. A couple woke up on what was supposed to be their big day, having spent the night before getting their venue all put together for their wedding that would be taking place. But when they got to the venue the next morning to get the ball rolling on the big event, they arrived to find a scene of complete and utter mayhem. Somebody had gone in and destroyed their venue from top to bottom. Tables overturned, photographs shattered, props destroyed, even the wash basins full of soda and beer for the guests. Every single can inside was stabbed. Somebody did this intentionally. Somebody set out to ruin this day. But that's when the acts of random kindness began to pour in. It started with their local hotel volunteering to wash all of the linens and replace the picture frames. Then the local bar stepped in to help. The grocery store employees pitched in to print new photos for them. Shoppers in the line heard that they were doing this. They heard the story. They started helping out in any way that they could, donating to the honeymoon fund. And by 4:30 that night, the venue was turned over, put back together as if nothing had happened, and the wedding went on as scheduled.
Nice.
That's awesome. A report was filed with local authorities who are still looking for the culprits. The thing that shocks me, they still have no idea who it could have been.
Well, the thing is, if they wanted to steal it and take the goods, they could have. Right. They intentionally just destroyed it.
They wrecked it.
So apparently this has got to be someone's ex or someone who did not approve of this wedding.
Right. They have no idea who it could be. It's the thing. It's like, we haven't made enemies this bad. We have no idea who it could have been. So, but you know what? I love how that story turned out. Men's room sports. The Mariners unfortunately lost Game 3 against the A's last night, leaving them with a loss for the series and falling back to 5 games out of first in the division and still tied for the wild card. But We managed to find a little bit more fire before the trade deadline ended this afternoon, and I'm very happy to report that the Mariners have reached an agreement with the Arizona Diamondbacks to bring good vibes only back to Seattle. Third baseman Eugenio Gino Suarez is back in Seattle. He'll be bringing the fire back to the lineup pending a medical examination due to an injury he sustained a couple days ago, which is apparently cleared because he's in the lineup here tonight. The Mariners are currently in Texas, ready to take on the Rangers for a weekend series that starts later on tonight over en route. But if that's not your speed, as Ted said, I've got some good news for you for football fans. The Hall of Fame game is currently underway over on NBC. As for your weather, we've got a few clouds rolling in to bring temperatures down to the high 50s tonight. And tomorrow, we're expecting mostly clouds with a high of right around 78. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, sir. $23,021. Thank you for everybody who donated to Kicks for Kids today. We appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, particularly that. But in the meantime, please do what you do best. And for Letha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.